Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, astrologer Shelley Antine, speaking to you about an action-packed week, beginning Monday the 13th of March and ending on Sunday the 19th of March. And we do have two planetary changes this week. We have Venus going to Taurus, Mercury going to Aries, which may be a breath of fresh air for those of us who have felt sort of soggy with the Mercury in Pisces transit. One of the things that's coming up on Tuesday is the last of the Mars and Gemini squares to Neptune in Pisces. So anyway, let's start with Monday this time. The moon has entered Sagittarius. We're in a third quarter phase just for this day. We're going to shift into the last phase of the lunar phase, as we won't have a new moon this week, but we will be heading toward one. And so the Sagittarius moon at 3:21 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time is going to go into square Saturn in Pisces, 4:34 a.m. Well, moon in Sagittarius, get used to it, because Saturn's going to be in Pisces for a couple of years. So this we get now is one of the new monthly experiences. And so, you know, talk about a wet blanket over an enthusiastic, optimistic, expansive energy. Saturn in Pisces will definitely quench the fire quite a bit for the moon in Sagittarius. That's at 4:34 a.m. So you might just have a little dream experience of what it's like to get obstacles in the way of your forward motion. And then what we have is a great day. Please enjoy Monday, because this is the moon in Sagittarius going towards the trine to Jupiter in Aries until 5:57 a.m. You will have some freedom of movement. You will be lucky, and you'll be wanting to be active. And so, you know, yay. And as I say, this is probably one of the better days that you're going to be able to encounter this week. So, yes, do enjoy Monday. On Tuesday, we have the moon square to Mercury in Pisces until 5:38 p.m. So it's not as, you know, kind of final as Saturn, but it still is a problem for the moon to deal with, you know, the very wishy-washy, not quite there energy of Mercury in Pisces. And, you know, moon in Sag has an instinctive drive to get to the point and to get going, in a very active moon. But what we also have coming in the evening at 7:39 p.m., and we should be aware of it, and we should be aware of the approach even on Monday, but we should be aware of it all day on Tuesday. And this is that Mars in Gemini square Neptune in Pisces. And if the situation with who's telling the truth, the battles that are going on that we can see on the outer, certainly are going to be part of the picture. And it's going to be, again, extremely frustrating for Mars in Gemini. And so the action and the attitude may be intense, but it will be misguided action. And this is also, again, a day of moon in Sagittarius that wants to take that action, take it quickly, and is also getting stymied by the Pisces planets, Mercury, and then as the Mars square Neptune is coming in at 7:39 p.m., the moon is heading for the square to the sun in Pisces until 10:08 p.m., followed by the moon square Neptune at 11:38, and that has gotten the moon angry enough to blow the stack, as they used to say, blowing your stack. Moon in Sagittarius will oppose Mars in Gemini until 11:45 p.m. So, the word for the day is frustration, okay? And if you feel yourself in that mode, it's up to you to be the person who doesn't act out and try to allow yourself to be in alignment with this day. I'm certainly going to not use that as my run errands in the neighborhood day or try to reach people and make some kind of communication. I certainly won't be doing that at all. I would be much better off working with Monday for any kind of adventure or venture. Now, if it weren't so late in the Eastern time zone, after the moon is opposing Mars, it will go into a trine to Venus in Aries, and that's only until 4:50 a.m. on Wednesday. So if you're still up, you know, you can find somebody who understands you and is willing to explore in more ways than one while the moon is trine Venus in Aries. And that's the end of the Sagittarius cycle for the moon. Now, one of the things that happened also on Tuesday when the moon squared the sun in Pisces is we did enter the fourth quarter phase. And that is now going to be the time when we're looking at what we want to review and see what's worth having and what's not worth keeping and get ready for another cycle to take place. So you can kind of bet that you're going to have a new moon a week away from Tuesday. And yes, in fact, here it is, Tuesday the 21st. And it is very interesting because it is still at zero Aries. And next week we'll be talking about the sun entering Aries on Monday. So, Aries energy coming quickly behind the Pisces deluge here. Moon enters Capricorn Wednesday at 8:06 a.m. And Capricorn Moon will sextile Saturn in Pisces for a few years every month. And that's until 9:41 a.m. at this point. And it's helpful to try and structure Wednesday while that aspect is in, if you can, because we're going into another difficult period. We have the Sun going conjunction Neptune until 7:39 p.m. Again, we've had it already with what's real and what's not real. Now, Sun-Neptune conjunct can be highly spiritual and extremely creative, and there'll be a lot of compassion around. So that's the good news. It's just the blurring of, you know, reality that can also take place. We do have the moon going into the square to Jupiter and Aries. Capricorn doesn't work well with the expansion of individuality and new ideas and inventions. It's a more conservative energy. But after 10:17 a.m. on Thursday, which is when that aspect completes, the moon will have a brief period of saying, well, maybe I'll look at something new when it trines Uranus in Taurus until 11:22 a.m., about an hour for that. But also happening that day is Mercury's conjunction to Neptune, the Sun's square to Mars in Gemini, and Venus's square from Aries to Pluto in Capricorn. So that is the afternoon hours on the Eastern time zone. Mercury-Neptune exact at 1:13 p.m., Sun square Mars exact at 2:10 p.m., Venus and Aries square Pluto exact at 3:59 p.m. And also coming in is Mercury square to Mars in Gemini, and that is going to be close after midnight for the Eastern, well, I guess it's 12:49 a.m. On the West Coast, you'd be at 9:49 p.m. So this is where, again, the irritation, Mars having to deal with anything Pisces in Gemini, when it's in Gemini, not easy at all. Now, while that's coming in, the Moon, though, is fortunately making a sextile to Neptune. So Capricorn Moon is allowing itself to receive some input from just the psychic zones on how to behave. So perhaps if you tune into that, you'll be able to get through the rest of this easily. Just knowing it's there for me helps. And so this is Thursday, and so what's also going to happen Thursday at 6:34 p.m. is Venus leaves Aries and moves into Taurus. Now, that is the sign that she definitely rules. I mean, you know, we have double rulerships for some planets because they didn't know anybody else was out there. But so far, they've left Venus also ruling Libra. It's a very different Venus in this sensual Earth sign than it is in that airy Libra mentality. But here she is. This is the one that we think of most. This is the one that bakes you the chocolate chip cookies to show you that she loves you. This is, as I said, very sensual Venus, and she will have values as the uppermost in her mind, and she will value perseverance and constancy. She will value valuables and try to hold on to the ones she has. She's very steady in her love nature. Taurus commits with a lasting effect. And, you know, she's also in the realm of nature. So we see the bountiful beauty of the nature around us coming out more and more while Venus is in Taurus. And perhaps also our love of nature, which we certainly need to amp up as best we can. And so she's in the sign that rules the throat and the neck. So when she is looking at spending money, this is when the necklaces are so appealing. If, you know, there is any kind of beautification to be done with the neck and the throat, this is when it'll be done. And so it's a pleasant energy for us to be in. Now, of course, the house that it transits is going to receive that lovely Venus vibe and might be a source of money for you also. So if you know where your Taurus house is, that is where Venus will be. And she will be there until the 11th of April, when she will shift into Gemini. So that's some of the things that we can know about Venus in Taurus. And moving on to Friday the 17th, St. Patrick's Day for some still. You know, everybody's got their issues with different folks, and a lot of people don't celebrate Columbus Day anymore. Well, St. Patrick's Day has a bit of that too, only not for the post-Christian era, but for the pre-Christian era, definitely. So anyway, we come into that day with the Moon in Capricorn, sextile Mercury in Pisces until 4:28 a.m., and the sextile to the Sun in Pisces at 4:37 a.m. So that was all the, you know, kind of softened Capricorn energy. 6:45 a.m., the Sun joins Mercury in Pisces. Now, this is like, combust is a word we use. When something is too far into the rays of the Sun, it doesn't really burn up because it's not right in the rays of the Sun itself. It's out in its space place, but it's so close that you can't see it. It's like impossible with the telescopes to pick it up. And so it's not functioning in a strong way, the planets that are close into the sun. Now, it's been there close enough for a couple of days to have this effect. And one of the things that happens when the sun and Mercury are together, no matter what sign they're in, is that the identity of the personality, the sun, is fused with the thinking mind. So we are over-identifying with our thoughts when the sun joins Mercury. And, you know, it is difficult to disengage from them and be objective to them. And with Pisces, you know, well, it could be fantasy thoughts, but we're absolutely committed to them when this is going on. So, but again, the positive side of Pisces can be received, and that is, again, the messages from the psychic realms and the creative and the spiritual. But at 10:14 a.m., we have the moon in Capricorn join Pluto, again, the last one for a little while. This is when, as I say every month, you have the opportunity to have a positive experience if you're working with somebody else who has a lot of know-how and can put a lot of power into the projects that you are also seeing the same way. But the moon joining to Pluto, again in any sign, can create obsessive feelings. And in Capricorn, those can be obsessive feelings about status and achievement and career in the outer world. So just be aware of that. Very shortly after this, the moon enters Aquarius, 10:25 a.m., but will square Venus and Taurus until 11:50 a.m. So the freedom-loving, let's change it all up, is definitely not the Venus and Taurus thing. And so there is a conflict in values and focus here. It's not a long one, and it's not a vicious one, but it's a stubborn one. And what we have next is our next breather period. Oh, yay! So figure noon Eastern time until 12:30 in the afternoon on Saturday to enjoy the moon in Aquarius, sextile Jupiter in Aries. Freedom wins. Friday and into Saturday morning. So, also during that time that we have this upbeat and could be extremely humorous, which is going to enliven St. Patrick's Day for many people, as though they needed it enlivened anymore. They would have been enlivened anyway, but this will be very upbeat, at least, which is a good sign. While that's coming in, Venus will sextile Saturn in Pisces, but only until 6:25 p.m. So a little bit of a tone down and a little bit of a, you know, take it easy and keep your ducks keep your credit cards in your purse, wallet, safe and sound is the message there. But, you know, things will get a little bit more open after 6:30 p.m. Friday and until 2:27 p.m. on Saturday, a very brief period for the moon to square Uranus and Taurus, 12:50 p.m. on Saturday. So be careful. There could be a sudden, surprising change. And, you know, that's just the way it is. One of the good things that's going to happen here now is Saturday also becomes an excellent day. After that, after the, let's say, 1 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time, because Mercury is sextile Pluto, Pisces to Capricorn, until 11:24 p.m. So we're working with, you know, the ability to structure some of those visions. And the moon is going, Aquarius moon, trine Mars and Gemini until 6:33 a.m. on Sunday. So, yippee. I mean, we're really, every time we get to one of these, we're going to be really happy that it's there because, you know, we're really dealing with things a lot on this week. And then Mercury will enter Aries at 12:24 a.m. in the Eastern time zone on Sunday the 19th. It'll be 9:24 p.m. out west, Pacific time. And again, Mercury in Aries is adding the air planet to fire. So it is going to dry off a lot of the wet mind energy, like that foggy mind. But one of the things about Aries with Mercury is the heated mind, like we have Mars in Gemini already. Thank you very much. This is the actual, what we would call, mutual reception. That is, Mars is in the sign Mercury rules, and now Mercury will be in the sign that Mars rules. So together they'll have a grand old time. And yet it could be just adding a lot to that heated mind, and the mind that thinks and acts quickly, makes a decision quickly, and moves forward with it. So this could be, you know, a time that you need to remind yourself that you should allow time, a little time before you do something, if it's a very important thing. If it isn't, you know, you won't necessarily have consequences. But if it's something that will have a lasting effect, you would be better off, like, heeding the call of Venus in Taurus and toning down and taking your time and being more cautious and conservative. Mercury will leave Aries also rather quickly on the fourth day of April. So at least Venus will still be in Taurus the whole time. Mercury's in Aries, and Mars will also shift out, yeah, of Gemini while Mercury is in Aries. And it will do that on the 25th of March. So we've got that accelerated experience until that 25th of March with Mercury in Aries. It's easier to have arguments with Mercury in Aries. And so, again, we just have to be aware and be aware that other people are experiencing this without knowing it. You're the one who knows. So as I always say, the one who is aware is the one responsible for, you know, making the right choices and the right decisions and behavior. But again, as this Mercury is coming in, the moon in Aquarius is trine Mars in Gemini, and that's Sunday at 6:33 a.m. And then Aquarius moon has some hours, almost 5 hours, more like 4.5 hours of freedom, in the void of course phase Sunday morning. Moon will enter Pisces at 11:12 a.m. Sunday the 19th and join Saturn at 1:28 p.m. exact. Now that, it could be a downer, let's just say. One of the things that we are going to be dealing with is the issues of fear and fear of being restricted and fear of being victimized with Saturn in Pisces. So here comes the moon to join it. So, you know, maybe you've heard something. Maybe you're around people. Maybe there's like some unhappy news that's personal or even global. We can remember that also. And, you know, or maybe you couldn't get into the place you wanted to get into for lunch on Sunday. there's some kind of a restriction, there's some kind of an obstacle. And it might even be the need to be more focused. And you may have had a great time and feeling very expansive. And then the moon entered Pisces and then yay. And then boom, Saturn says, nope, don't go that far. But after this, we have a pleasant Sunday also now, because Moon in Pisces will sextile Venus in Taurus until 4:54 p.m. So try a different place for lunch. You may really love it, or get out into nature. And if you can, if weather allows in your area, and you may enjoy that day. And then the Moon in Pisces is going to sextile Uranus in Taurus until the afternoon on Monday, which is also going to be the day, the 20th, which will bring us the spring equinox. So Moon in Pisces is open. You've got the combination of psychic channeling with intuitive awareness and ahas, and applied to the practical world of Taurus. So that's how your week ends, on an up, up, up note. And that's wonderful. We'll really appreciate, as I say, those moments this coming week. And again, as I mentioned, on Monday the 20th, the sun will enter Aries, 5:24 p.m. We will have the new moon in Aries on Tuesday to talk about. And we will also have the major shift of Pluto on the 23rd into Aquarius. Again, it will dip in zero degrees, which is really 1 degree. And that is all it'll do before it retrogrades, but it will give us a taste, and it will give us a very interesting taste of which moons now are going to be relating to Pluto in Aquarius when it goes in for the long haul on in 2024. See, we've had all those moons that were happy with Capricorn. Some of them won't be happy with Aquarius. And we have Mars entering Cancer. Yay! On the 25th. Well, you know, yay. I mean, it's not the greatest for Mars to be in Cancer, but I think this longest period of Mars in Gemini was just really taking a toll on everybody. And so it will be nice to get a difference coming in. And so we'll be talking about all of those. We may have to do, I'm pretty sure I will have to do, a separate, you know, podcast for that week, either for the moon. I'll have to look. I have to see which is the most potent, the Pluto shift or the moon, or if it combines easily, I'll do both of those in the new moon and the Pluto podcast. So we'll see what happens. And I wish you the best with this week. And I will say goodbye for now.